Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan, and on today's episode of Jam Session, we're going to talk about all three parts of the Real Housewives Salt Lake City reunion. There was so much to go over that we are going to be doing this episode in two parts. So follow and listen along to episode one, and next week we'll have episode two.
Yes, and in this episode, we're pretty much covering Monica.
Yeah, it's all about Monica.
And you started with Monica, so we're going to start with Monica.
Yeah, and in our second part, we're going to talk about the rest of our favorite ladies. Are you ready to just dive in and get into this? Because there is so much to go over.
Yes, let's talk about the rumors and nastiness. I feel like Andy Cohen had his work out for him on this reunion. That poor guy.
I love Andy, and I feel like every reunion he is aging. Like, these women are aging him.
Probably.
He always looks like he is so over it.
They're just sucking the life out of him.
When he just sits there and he's like, oh my God.
Or when he's like, all right. And they're just, and still just going at it.
He needs a blowhorn so he could just be like, burp. All right, everyone, Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. We should gift him one in the mail to Andy. Here's your horn.
Ooh, and we can like put jewels on it. Because I don't know. I just feel like he would want one with jewels.
Yes, that sounds like a glorious idea. A bejeweled blowhorn? We need to get on this.
All right.
We need to get on this.
We're getting on it. Hello, Etsy?
Etsy? Okay, so the reunion, I feel like the ladies really bring it. Like, they try to wear the most beautiful, amazing outfits, jewelry, makeup, hair. Like, they go for it.
Yeah, and they all looked beautiful.
Yes, they all looked really great. But who do you think was the best dressed, or in your opinion, who was your favorite?
In my opinion, I feel like Monica was the best dressed. That color on her that she wore, like, just popped. And I felt like her makeup looked so pretty. Her hair looked so pretty. Like, her outfit to me was spot on. I loved it.
All right. And who is your least favorite outfit?
Whitney. I feel like the dress that she wore is a dress that I had a few years ago, and it's more of like a summertime dress.
Uh-huh.
It's so loud. It was so bright. I don't know. I didn't like Whitney's outfit. I felt like the other girls looked so classy and put together, and then she was like, hey, I came in my summertime dress.
All right.
I want to talk about Heather. I thought Heather looked really beautiful in the reunion too. Her dress was really pretty. The color of it, it was very flattering, I felt, on her. Like, she looked fantastic too.
Yeah, she did.
So I believe I have the same question to you for number one. So we're just always going to talk about their outfits first.
I feel like we have to.
Yeah. So who do you feel like brought it in the fashion department? And then who do you feel missed the mark?
I totally agree that Monica was best dressed. She looked so good. Her hair, her makeup, her dress, the color, everything was on point.
Yeah.
I also really liked Angie's.
Oh, yeah.
Her red dress, and it had the cutouts and things, and she just pulled that off really good.
Yeah. Who missed the mark?
So I did not particularly like Lisa's dress.
The silver one?
Yeah, it was silver, and it had silver hoops in the front going down the front. It's a pretty dress, and she looked great. I just don't know if it was, like, reunion. Like, when I go see the reunion, I'm expecting super top notch.
Yeah. Her shoes were so dangerous. Did you see her shoes? Realize. Oh my gosh. They were, I would break both my ankles before even taking one step. They were platforms and like platform high heels. And they were so, so tall.
Now I'm gonna have to go back and look at her shoes.
Oh, they were dangerous.
Danger.
Danger, but they looked really pretty. They were silver. They went with her dress.
And I, too, did not really like Whitney's dress either. Again, it looked too casual.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Her jewelry was really pretty. Like, she had these layered necklaces that I thought were really pretty, but the dress was too casual for the reunion.
Yeah. All right. So I'm about to, like, crack open the can of worms. Let's just start talking about Monica. Right off the bat, she lied and contradicted herself a couple of times. Like when Andy asked what she wrote when applying to the show. She claimed that she wrote, it was boring, the show sucked, it needed her, her ratings sucked, like, they're going down the tubes.
She's gonna make this season so memorable. Like, they need her.
Yeah. And in actuality, they showed her email and it was like, hey guys, I'd like to be on the show, thanks.
I think that I would be a great addition because I'm a Latina. Like, that's not what she said to us. And what is so funny is, why do you think this can't be verified?
Right. And the way she did it with such conviction, and this is what I wrote and blah, she's very convincing. And it just showed me how effortless it is for her to lie and fabricate. And like you're saying, you didn't think that no one could prove that wrong, or
you really think that they wouldn't have your audition or your email to them on file, that they could just be like, blop. And I love that the reunions do that. I love that the reunion goes and finds the receipts.
Yes. Yes. I also love the flashbacks. When they talk about something, they'll flashback to what they're talking about.
Yes.
All right. So her other contradiction right off the bat was when she was talking about being an assistant for Jen would possibly lead to her becoming a celebrity, like Kim Kardashian started as an assistant and then moved on to becoming a celebrity. So then they played the tape, which she clearly did say that. So that was another contradiction right off the bat. And I wanted to ask you, do you believe that she had a fantasy or dream of starting off as an assistant and working her way up to the spotlight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because she talks about how horrible Jen was, right? Jen Shaw. Well, if she was so horrible, why were you working for her? If she was so horrible, like, why did you take this position? And I think it was so she could get her foot in the door.
Yeah.
And start getting into the Housewives. And she did say, because they were like, oh, well, did you try and get on the Housewives? And she's like, yeah, well, why wouldn't I? Which, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But yes, I do think that she felt like, all right, cool, this is how I can get my start into doing TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think she was heavily focused on trying to get on the show and be like Kim K.
So, you know how she was behind the Von Teese account? It might have not just been her. There could have been a few other people, but she was involved. She was posting.
Yes.
Do you think that she did start that account to get Jen in trouble? Or do you think she started it for malicious reasons? Because Heather was like, well, she kept posting and reposting and reposting like every day, like this mean stuff about me.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with Jen's takedown. And I tried looking up this account and I couldn't find it. But then I saw on Facebook where somebody else found it. So I don't know if it's taken down or not, but it was Reality Von Teese 2 because the first account had to be taken down for bullying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think that she did this to be mean? Or do you think she really did start it for the whole Jen thing?
Even if she did start it for the whole Jen thing, that's still to be mean and negative and exposing. And then it just grew into attacking the other girls too. But I think she had an insider perspective to Jen, because I don't think Jen was a very nice person, obviously.
Obviously.
And she started it to be mean to Jen and spill all the juicy tea. And then that trickled down to the other girls on the show too. I feel like Monica tried to be the relatable one this season. Mm-hmm. And I think it almost worked. I was like, oh, she is relatable. Like, she doesn't really have any money and, you know.
Yeah, like, you kind of feel bad for her in a way. And you're like, oh, well, compared to the other women, mm-hmm. She doesn't have as much money and as much things as what they have.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I live in a small house. And
300 of my houses can fit into this house.
Yeah, and I can't afford a bag and blah, blah, blah. But then you find out that she's driving a Range Rover and she does have nice things. And her house is like 3,000 square feet, which is not small. And then you find out that she gets $6,660 in child support. And that is a lot. And when Andy asked her, like, isn't that a lot of money? Aren't you happy about that? She's like, yes, whatever.
I guess.
She just had such a sour attitude about that whole thing. So, I don't know. Just as she went on the show and the reunion, I just felt like she became more and more unrelatable. And obviously, the way she acts is unrelatable. But
yeah.
Does she seem relatable to you?
No, because, I mean, I get child support, but it is...
It's a joke.
Oh my God. So that's not relatable. I feel like my house is big. I feel like I live in a big house. I could fit like almost three of my houses in her home. So it makes me feel like, damn, bitch, like that is a big house. That's a big house. No, she's not relatable. She really isn't. She's just less rich than the richest rich, you know? She's still rich. She's just not disgustingly rich. What are your thoughts on Monica telling everybody that the FBI asked her to do the drive-by of Jen's house to catch her driving drunk?
Girl, bye. I don't think anyone could keep a straight face on those couches when she was saying that. Everyone was laughing at her. Because it was so ridiculous.
Even Andy was like, what?
Yeah. The FBI doesn't need you. They can handle it. Girl, bye. Go sit down.
Go sit down. No. What? And she's like, I only drove past her house like once or twice. And then clip after clip after clip of her driving.
Going to go drive by houses. Hope we don't get arrested.
Hope we don't get arrested for stalking. That's what you're doing.
That was gross.
I feel like that's another example of a lie that she told.
So let's talk about this burn book for a second.
What the fuck was that?
I feel like there was a lot of hype about it. Like, oh my gosh, she has this book. What's in the book? And then when she whipped it out, I want to know what your thoughts were on it.
Why did you do that? Why did you bring that? She's like, oh, it's funny. You open it up and it's talking shit about Andy Cohen. Why does she have an old, it looks like a high school photo of Lisa? Where did you get that? What are you pouring all of your time and energy into? That was ridiculous. And she's like, it's funny. Like, to who? Because nobody's laughing. It really brings home the fact that this bitch is nuts.
Man, crafts take a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of money.
And they're expensive.
How much time did you spend on this craft book? I feel like there's so many other things she could be doing with her life. She seems like she could be a smart girl. She's acting dumb. But if she just took all that time and energy she put into being negative and horrible and mean and put it into something like her business?
Baby blanket business?
I mean, something. Anything. I don't know.
She needs to get some hobbies or something, or a job. Like, the amount of time that she has to do the stalking. We haven't even talked about the camera footage.
Not yet.
How do you have all... What... It baffles me. It just baffles me that that is her life. Like, her life is pouring herself into being a bitch to other people. And mm-hmm. I don't even have half or a quarter of that time. Mm-mm. We're recording on a Saturday, y'all. We don't record on Saturdays. We record usually on Thursdays, but we've been so busy that here we are on Saturday. Jeanette, what were your thoughts about the burn book?
I thought it was awful. It was a total flop. And she reminded me of Whitney, who is trying to start or create some sort of drama. And there's none to be had with this book. It was a waste. Yeah, don't lift my spirits and then crush them with this stupid stuff. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Monica is so after Jen, right? This is the catalyst that started this whole thing.
Yes.
What did Jen do to Monica?
I would like to know as well.
Because she never really says. I mean, obviously, she takes a lot of her time and energy to expose Jen, and Jen's such this horrible person, which, I mean, Jen's not a good girl either, but... What did Jen do specifically to Monica, I wonder, to make her take on this huge project of bringing Jen down?
To become, like, so obsessed with it?
Yeah.
I would like to know, too, because there was a part where Heather was talking about her black eye, and I believe Monica said, like, it hurt listening to you because I've had similar experiences with Jen. So has Jen put her hands on Monica before? But I feel like Monica would fight back, or I feel like she would sue her or something. I don't feel like she would let that slide.
Yeah, she would say something. Why isn't she sharing her story? I feel like that would have been more impactful than coming after everyone. If something really truly did happen to you, share your story. What was it?
What was it?
She's been doing a lot of talking, but I haven't heard her say anything about what Jen specifically did to her. That thought/question.
One of my questions was, do you think she's a liar? But we've already established yes.
Oh my God. So I literally figured her out. Okay. I can 100% tell you exactly how to tell if Monica is lying.
Oh, she has like a sign?
Yes. Oh my God.
What is it?
Her lips are moving.
Oh, like every time she talks?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jeanette. I thought you were going to say, like, her left eye twitches.
She looks to the left, right, and then down, like a game controller.
That's funny.
It's just her mouth is moving. That's how you can tell.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And let's talk about her viewing Jen's security footage, because Lisa figured that one out.
Yeah.
Lisa was the one that figured that one out because Lisa and Monica were talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Monica had said something about, like, oh, well, I don't brag about how I go on planes with Snoop Dogg and blah, blah, blah. And Lisa's like, I've never talked to you about that. It was a conversation that she had with Jen in Jen's home.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is what what really got the security footage thing going on. And again, how much of your time are you taking to be sitting and watching all this security footage?
Like, there's 24 hours in a day. Are you sitting there? I don't even go through my own security footage. It's boring.
Boring.
And it takes time. I couldn't imagine sitting there.
And the fact that the security camera was in Monica's name and not Jen's is such a red flag to me. Why? Why? Why was this in Monica's name? I would never put my security footage in your name.
No.
You know, like, it would be in me and Pete's name because it's our security footage. Why... Why did Monica have security installed? I want to know that. I don't know if we'll get to know that. And why does she have full access to it? I feel like that's so invasive.
That is such a violation of privacy on so many levels. And I know that our phones are listening to us. I know that our cameras are can be hacked. I have an Alexa. I'm sure she's listening to me right now. But you know what? At least they're not my friend or my assistant. At least if someone's spying up on me, it's a stranger. I don't know. It's just different. Like, I know everyone's hackable, but to have a direct hack by your friend or assistant or someone you trusted, that is a violation. Like,
bizarre. Don't be a creep and watch other people's security footage, you weirdo.
Yeah, you weirdo.
I think I have one more Monica question for you.
Ask me.
Do you think that, because I've been seeing now that the reunion's been released, that Monica's not coming back for next season. And it was worded as Monica's taking a break from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Do you think that Monica made the decision not to come back? Or do you think that Bravo was like, get the hell out of here?
I think it was Bravo's choice because she's a huge liability. And she's such a loose cannon and all this is just so fresh. I don't know. I think it was Bravo's choice. I don't think it was hers.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, well, I knew that all of this was going to come out. Like, I knew all this. Oh, no, you didn't. No, you did not. No, you did not. There's no way that, and Andy, because she was like, well, the producers knew about, that was another lie. She was like, the producers knew that I ran this account and the producers, and he's like, no, they didn't. So we wouldn't have hired you. We wouldn't have hired you. We wouldn't hire somebody to take down our franchise.
Yeah. And she said that in her interviews. And I'm thinking, I don't know anything about casting, but don't they record their interviews? I wonder if there's any tapes or I don't know. I think if there was, they would have showed them.
Yeah. I just, I think that Bravo also made the decision to cut her loose.
Yeah, she's just too much of a liability because the thing she's doing is actually pretty serious. And if I had to work with someone like that, I probably would feel unsafe in my work environment. And they have to protect those girls.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be around her. Like, I wouldn't want to film with her. I wouldn't want her coming to events. Like, I feel like it would be almost impossible to even get her on the camera because nobody wants to work with her now.
So can I read you my list of red flags?
Please do.
Fat shaming Heather.
Yes.
Red flag. Her mother wanting to be on TV so bad and her wanting to be on TV so bad. It was like red flag.
Oh God, if it's not Monica, let it be me. Why would you be on here?
Selling inventory that she didn't have in her business. I'm in the business of selling inventory and you never sell inventory you don't have. Like, that's a red flag.
Rule number one.
Yeah. Cyberbullying.
Red flag.
Someone had sent her a cease and desist. I think it was Jen, which I don't blame Jen if she's all up in my security footage.
Right.
Tagging the girls daily for years. Like, Heather showed her phone where she was just tagged daily for months and months and months, years and years.
Yeah, about how she looks like a transvestite. And it was really mean things about Heather and the other girls. Like, but Heather came with the receipts. She was like, here, look at all this shit.
Yeah, the whole security thing, red flag. The fact that she uses multiple names. It's like, what is your name, girl?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Red flag. Her taking videos and stalking Jen. Red flag. Her selling photos. I don't know what photos she sold, but it was mentioned that she was selling photos.
She was probably getting photos of the girls and stuff and then selling them to like magazines and online sources, like online news sources, and then possibly providing false stories.
I wrote restraining order, but I don't know if it was she.
I think she had the restraining order on her.
Which I wouldn't blame her.
Yes. Yes, Jen had the restraining order on Monica. Yeah, you find out, like, all right, like we said, Jen is not a good girl. Like, she should be in prison. I fully believe she's where she should be. But you're being spied on. You're being stalked. You're being listened to. I'm sorry. Where are all the cameras? Is she watching Jen doing private stuff, like her private time with her husband? Like, what a violation. It's so violating.
Yeah. So having a restraining order, that's a red flag. And claiming she was doing work for the FBI, red flag, girl.
Yeah, because she was like, I wasn't an informant. I was a witness. Okay, so you're a witness, so you gave your testimony.
Exactly.
Weird.
And my final thoughts on Monica is that in effort to expose Jen as this horrible person, all she really did was expose what kind of horrible person she is. End of story. Like,
oh my gosh. And you know what? You remember when Mary came out on the show and Mary and Monica seemed like they're friends. Heather played a sound recording of Monica talking mad shit about Mary.
Uh-huh.
Like, who are you loyal to? You have no loyalties to any of these women because she talks about each and every one of them.
I think she just clung on to Mary because Mary's the only one that's not really pissed off about Monica.
Yeah. And I feel like Mary would be a good person to hold on to, too, because Mary doesn't really hang out with the group that much. So it's not like Mary would be talking to all the girls about all this stuff. So it's like she kind of gets to have her. Mary is friends with Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like red flag, red flag. The one person that has your back, the only person on the couch that has your back, you are talking poorly about.
Red flags everywhere. Okay, so Megan, on our last episode, we talked about Monica being your favorite.
Yeah.
We talked about you wanting Monica to come back to the show next season, which we found out is not happening.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Monica now? Is she still your favorite? Do you still want her to come back?
I'm embarrassed that I was I was rooting for her. We were all rooting for you. Yeah, no, I don't want her to come back. I think she's horrible. I think that once everything really came out and Heather broke down, like really broke it down, what she had done, she can't come back. I do feel like she is a threat to the girl's safety. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. She doesn't deserve to have the platform.
No.
That she gets to have. That should be taken from her. So I'm embarrassed that I wanted her to work out, but my mind has changed. I don't like her. She needs to go. You can leave.
I wanted her to come back too because I thought she was entertaining, but when I really thought about it from the other girl's perspective, and put myself in their shoes and thought about their safety and kind of serious things that Monica does, that's not a good fit. She's not a good fit.
Yeah, our entertainment is not above the girl's safety and well-being.
Yeah, exactly. Their safety and well-being should always be number one.
Mm-hmm.
After all the shit that went down with Jen, you can tell those girls are still hurt and affected by that. And I think that was a lesson for them not to let something like that happen again.
Yeah, because that last episode of Bermuda, Heather said she's sitting there and she had the realization that it all felt so familiar, like with Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm not tolerating this. Like, we're not doing this again.
Yeah.
Which, good on them. Good on them.
Yeah.
I think that wraps up Monica.
Come sit with us next week as we discuss the other lovely ladies on the couch.
Love them. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.